knew the service would be need to be shorter today. I've only just got something quite short to share with you. I've been asked to share what I find helpful when I read the Bible. Marg and I both use the word for today on the website. The website vision.org.au. It sends us daily Bible readings with a short message in an email so we can read through the whole Bible in a year. Because my eyes give me trouble, I also like to use BibleGateway.com. It lets me look up several Bible readings in its search engine, and I can listen to them being read out. Let's try. I can follow along while they're being read out. Also, being on the computer, I can enlarge the print to make it easier for me to read. I find that often I want to explore topics or themes that come up. Sometimes they're from sermons, sometimes from my daily Bible reading, and oftentimes from discussions with friends or on the TV. Topics such as, what are all the feasts in the Old Testament? What is their significance? Using a map to look up the places Jesus travelled. And what was Jesus doing when he was there? Finding out how these things connected together. I wondered, in the beginning of Mark's Gospel, why he talked about Jesus going into the wilderness. Was that something to do with the Israelites going into the wilderness? When they travelled from Egypt to Canaan? We know God looks after us, but how does he do it? What does the Bible timeline look like compared to what else was happening in the world? And what is the job of angels? Can we ever see them? Jesus told his disciples that he would never leave them in Matthew 28, and yet before he died, he told his disciples, "I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." Only the people who were with Jesus could hear him. But if we have the Holy Spirit, we can all hear what Jesus wants to say to us. As we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is able to speak to us. The answers to our questions are in the Bible. So exploring the Bible with the Holy Spirit to guide us is the same as going for a walk with Jesus and being able to ask questions of him as you go. After all, Jesus is called the Word of God. He was involved in guiding the writing of the Scripture. He is the rock that accompanied the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness. He was active in revealing what was going to happen to his people. One point I would like to make is that our walk with Jesus can be affected adversely by our behaviour. It is hard to walk along with someone or with another person if you disagree on something, or if you have done something to upset or offend the other person. Jesus knows we sin, but he is more concerned about how we feel about what we've done when we've sinned. Jesus took our punishment. Jesus wants us to be honest with him, to own up when we have done something wrong. That means talking to him. 1 John 1:9-10 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, We make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. God loved the world so much that he sent his son to die for our sins, and whoever believes in him won't have to die, but will have everlasting life. One of the hardest things to do is to own up when you've done something wrong. For God to use us, we have to stay on speaking terms. We need to listen to what he has to say by reading his word and applying it to our lives, obeying his instructions and being willing to be corrected when we are wrong. May each one of us be more diligent in spending time listening, walking, and talking with him each day. Amen.